These are the Qayshi Tapes. U-Man and Favaz explore the backstories and interviews heard on Qayshi, the longest-running rock station in the country.
Hey, it's Qayshi Tapes. I'm John Yula with Favaz. This is episode 136.
Oh, I quit. I quit today.
No, you can't now because you just found a whole bunch of good new interviews. Favaz was able to find some tapes, some reel-to-reel tapes in his vault. And we got at least, half a dozen really, really...
Really good stuff.
Really cool interviews yet to bring you. Things that we already had planned for you. So one of those interviews is this one. It's from Reel to Reel. And it's an interview that you did with Little Steven. You know the time frame? Tell us about it.
Yeah. Steven Van Zandt of Bruce Springsteen's band. You know, he was an original member. Was he original member? I don't remember. But he was a longtime member. He quit for a while. Now he's been back. He was on The Sopranos. I don't remember why he was calling, but I did this interview in 2000. So it would have been...
On Reel to Reel in 2000?
Reel to Reel. I did it in, if I did it on Reel to Reel, I know I did it in Gary Bennett's studio, in that studio, in the old building, the annex. And he called in, and I don't think I was on a time limit. I don't think it would be that long because I don't really know what to ask him.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
But I don't know what he was promoting, but we'll find out. And, you know, it's Little Steven.
Yeah, Little Steven. He's got the heavy New York accent. Always got the bandana on his head.
Yes, he does.
What else?
I'm sure he was probably wearing it on the interview, although I couldn't see him.
Yeah. You know, yeah. So. I always get him confused with Southside Johnny.
Yeah, and the Asbury Jukes.
Yeah. No relation there. Yeah. Okay, here we go.
Okay.
I think we're ready to roll. Where are you at, New York?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I'm in New York.
Where are you at?
The last couple of days.
I got to give you some crap. Where are you at?
He's here. I got to run to Europe.
Yeah, I got to, New York, got to run to Europe here.
Another couple days. Mm-hmm. But I'm here at the moment.
All right. Hey, everybody. It's Favaz, KC95 Real Rock Radio. With me on the phone is a veteran of the rock and roll scene, Little Steven Van Zandt. Steve, how are you, man?
Hey, very good. How you doing?
Doing all right. Little Steven.
How you doing?
I noticed that.
He's calling from New York today, and we're talking to Steve for a few reasons, actually. You're like one of the busiest. Is this like the busiest time of your life?
You know what? It probably is. The only time I can remember as crazy as this was those 4 months we were doing Sun City, which was pretty insane. But
you remember that?
I forget what Sun City
Sun
was.
Sun City was that record he put together, Artists Against Apartheid.
Oh yes,
in South Africa.
That's right.
So that's where he was putting together.
You know, this is. The record, you know, the tour and the TV show.
Right, that's
all happening at the same time.
That's right. He's Little Steven's out on tour.
And he was a pretty big star in
the television
show.
He was absolutely a
big
star.
Wasn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah. What was his role in the...
I don't remember his name in it, because I've watched a handful of Sopranos. You would think that we love The Godfather and those kind of Goodfellas and those kind of stories, but I never really watched it. I don't know what his name was.
Yeah, I didn't watch it either, because for me, The Godfather was the end-all, be-all. It was
the best.
And there was, three movies. I liked all three of them. So from that point on, even the other, the Goodfellas movie, and I saw it, you know, I don't know. They just didn't ring with me. I don't remember a thing from any of that from The Goodfellas or anything from The Sopranos. Because The Godfather just filled me up with enough of that genre. You know?
I'm trying to see what his role was. Sopranos. Keep going.
Yeah.
Bruce, or will be again. He's on a very popular TV show. And, of course, in the big thing, you've got your solo record out called Born Again Savage.
Yeah.
Congratulations, man. What a great song Salvation is.
Born Again Savage. It's kind of like... something you'd hear in a J.D. Blackfoot song. And they called him Savage, 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 Savage.
How about Silvio Dante? That was his name in the show.
Okay.
Silvio.
Yeah.
Thank you, man. Really, it's a very important record for me. You know?
Great guitar riff in that song. That's just rocking. Now, how long did this album take to put together? I mean, is this one of those things that's been like 10 years in the making or what?
Well, you know what? It actually, I mean, technically, yeah. I wrote it. I wrote it a long time ago. I wrote it at the end of the '80s, and I casually demoed it over the early '90s, and then I finally got around to recording it just a few years ago.
What took so long? What was the deal?
Well, it's really, I'm trying to give you the...
He's busy, man. He's busy.
Oh, it sucks, maybe? I don't know.
Yeah. I never really thought it was that good. So I thought, well...
Can you imagine if he would have said that?
Version here, but I took it to my record company at the time, you know, and they said, you know, we really can't break rock and roll anymore. Rock music is really over, you know.
Then that sucked.
Yeah.
And, you know,
yeah,
and
that's true. It's
wow,
true.
You said that 20 years ago.
20 years ago. That's what I've been saying. Rock's been dead this long.
Yeah.
It's been 20 years since I'll bet a rock song has made it into to number one on the mainstream, you know, hit chart.
Right.
Yeah. It's unbelievable.
It's like 89, you know. So then, you know, the whole grunge thing happened and, you know, Guns N' Roses.
Wait a minute. So he was saying that. Huh? They told him that in 89.
Yeah.
Wow. So it's even longer.
Well, since
you know, I'm interviewing him in 2000, he's talking about the record company told him that in 89.
Okay, well, that wasn't quite true, I don't think, in 89,
yeah,
but it was trending that way.
Yeah.
Yeah, certainly was trendy.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, let me, you know, do some other things. So I produced a few records and, you know, and eventually I just came to the realization that... I really didn't feel like being part of that music business anymore. It was probably mutual, you know. They don't want to know me either. But, you know, you get to the point where you really know too much, you know, and I know everything about the business at this point. I just felt I'd just as soon start my own company.
Really selling this baby, isn't he?
Yeah. Yeah.
Put out my record and, you know, kind of do it quietly.
Right.
And, you know, when the whole internet thing happened, that seemed like a good opportunity. You know, all of a sudden it was like, I can do this. You know, we can let the whole world know it's out, and whoever wants it can come get it, you know.
And
I don't
right.
have to worry about, you know, record company guys losing their jobs if it doesn't sell enough or all that silly stuff. You
know? When did The Sopranos end? Because, you know, I would imagine he would also...
He was a strip club owner in that show,
was
by
he?
The way. Yeah,
I imagine he still would want to cash in maybe on his fame in The Sopranos when he released this.
Maybe
the show was long gone by then.
Well, you
know
what? He took the role in 1999, so it wasn't.
Was him cashing in on the trying to cash in, and you don't blame him trying to cash in on the popularity of The Sopranos.
It ended in 2007.
Oh, okay, so it was the beginning of their run on the TV show. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Who appears on your record with you? Any musicians we know?
Yeah, Adam Clayton from U2.
That's a biggie.
That's a heavy hitter.
Yeah.
And bass, and Jason Bonham playing drums.
Wow.
That is cool.
That is neat.
Yeah. I'm going to have to revisit that, try to find that thing. I'm sure I have that at my house. Those are the type of albums, you know, we'd get for free back in the day. You know, and then you just stick them in your...
If not, I mean, I'm sure that's got to be on... You know, you'd be able to download it.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Yeah.
Hook up with Bonham.
You know, I didn't know Jason, and I wrote the record really to be a modern version of a 60s hard rock record, and I wanted somebody who really understood that older style. Even though I wasn't trying to copy it exactly, but I wanted it to be a tribute to those days, and the arrangements were written very specifically to reflect that era. And, you know, I'm just thinking about drummers, and he came to mind. You know, I figured, you know, this guy really, he's terrific. You know, I'd heard his solo albums and stuff. And he certainly had the knowledge, the education of that older style. So
right.
I just called him, and he was totally into it, man. He came right over, you know.
Cool.
Adam I had known, you know, for many years, of course.
He said, of course. Why would he know? Why would we think he knew Adam Clayton?
Because he's little Steven. He's with Bruce Springsteen.
Maybe.
Of course.
Just terrific, too. I mean, he was equally enthusiastic. And you know, that really matters, man. You know, when you're off on your own, you're kind of, you know, isolated and alienated from the business. You know, a little encouragement from friends goes a long way. You know?
Right. Definitely. Is this something you want to eventually tour behind or do the club thing or anything?
Boy,
like that?
I tell you what, you know, I really wish I could because this record happens to be just would make a great show. And I'm afraid that's the one thing that's going to suffer this year.
Yeah.
I just can't fit it in. You know, I'm We're going back out end of February, and that will go right into the Sopranos' third season. So,
talking about touring with Springsteen, then
touring with Bruce, and then so the Sopranos had two seasons under their belt. That was it. Wow, at that time.
Yeah, I wonder if they knew by then it was going to be. I'm sure they did.
I think they did.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a hit song, a hit show.
Yep. Yeah, so the record's just got to kind of hold its own at radio, and so far it's been getting a great response. So.
It's got a good one here, Casey.
Yeah.
Did it?
I don't know. We played the one song.
I think we did play something.
Oh yeah, I'm sure we did. That was at a time when we played new music.
Do you remember? Can you pull up the album and look at the track listings? Maybe something over.
Sure, John. I'll do that for you.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Like you said, I mean, I think we did play something from it. And this was his only album, right?
The Apartheid record? I'm not sure.
His only solo album.
Yeah, hold on here.
Okay.
Keep going.
You're close?
I'm close.
I don't want to start if you're close.
discography, okay. Men Without Women came out in 1982. Voice of America in 84. Freedom, No Compromise in 87. Revolution, 89. Born Again Savage, that was it, 1999.
That was his last one?
Yeah. Soul Fire, it wasn't his last one.
Wow.
Soul Fire, 2017, and Summer of Sorcery, 2019.
Oh, okay.
So he's put out 2, 4, 6, 7 records.
What's the titles on the
Born Again Savage,
Savage
one?
Savage, yeah.
Oh, you hear song titles?
Yeah.
Salvation was the one that we played.
Was it? Okay.
Yeah. The other one is singles, Camouflage of Righteousness.
Oh, no, I don't remember that one.
I'm a little Steven, and I was going to get to The Sopranos now, HBO TV series that won 4 Golden Globes this past week.
Yeah.
Was that it?
Yeah.
Congratulations, man.
Every category. Thank you. You know, it was fun. You know, especially after getting our butts kicked at the Emmys, it was particularly, good revenge. but you know, it's funny because all my life I've never taken these things seriously. I mean, I never ever care about awards or any of those things. And all those years at the Grammys and all that stuff. I mean, who cares? You know?
Yeah.
But
I know this story, but tell the folks quick. You don't have to go into a long thing. How you got involved with that? Because it's kind of cool
that the guy basically
wrote your part in, didn't he?
The creator of the show just was a big music fan, and he knew about me from the E Street Band and also from my solo stuff. And
no, he didn't. He didn't know your solo stuff. He knew you from the E Street Band. Let's say it.
You know, made the connection to New Jersey is the only thing I could think of. I mean, it certainly required a lot of imagination on his part, but, he saw something there and called out of the blue. I had no acting experience. I had never even thought about it.
Wow.
No experience.
I was wondering that. I'm glad he answered.
I don't know if... Didn't know of anything that he would have been in before that, but
now it makes me wonder if he was really good at it, how he pulled it off. I'm going to go kind of back and look at some of those.
And watch some of those episodes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everybody liked him.
Yeah.
You know?
And,
but he was on a super popular show.
Right.
So I guess.
That just won 4 Grammy or Golden Globes, which is a big deal.
So just about any character probably would be received with halfway decent.
He owned a strip club.
Yeah.
And then offered me the part, offered me a part, and at that point I said to him, I'm really not comfortable taking another actor's job.
Right.
They work, real hard, and, they go to school, and here I come out of rock and roll. I didn't feel comfortable with that. So he did end up writing the part in for me.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it was very cool. But it's funny. I got to tell you. I mean, we were making this little show in New Jersey. All the networks had passed on the show because he insisted on filming in New Jersey, and they thought he was crazy. So, we thought we're doing this little crazy, eccentric thing that, maybe a few people would see, it's amazing how it took off.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
How about that?
Yeah.
Okay, let's get to Bruce now.
That's one thing about this guy. He's got a lot to talk about.
He's got his toe in a lot of pools,
Yeah.
Now we're going to talk about Bruce.
Street Band is back together, went out on tour in the fall, and as old Steven just said, get ready to go back back out in February. You'll be here in St. Louis on April 8th, and everybody's looking forward to that.
Yeah.
And how much, is it just like the old days, man? Is it just as much fun?
You know what? It might be more fun.
Yeah.
As hard as that is to imagine, because it was a lot of fun back then, but everything's a little more relaxed now in terms of the, I mean, in the old days it was fun, but we were still struggling to try and be the best and try and make it, you know, and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And by the time you turn around and you are successful, you've just been in it. You've been in the trenches so long, you know, you don't quite enjoy it as much, I don't think, as now, where you can step back a little bit and reconnect with that audience that is so important to us. I mean, it's literally like a community that we're all a part of, and for some reason had drifted apart for many years, and now coming back together, you know, we always had that brotherhood thing on stage, but we really, at the same time, always extended that into the audience, and
definitely,
and you know what I mean, and that community feeling. It's just, there's nothing like it. I mean, there's just nothing like it.
Now, he's been in situations where he was paid by others. The boss was paying him. Springsteen was paying him to be in his band,
mm-hmm.
I guess.
Yeah.
Did he? I guess he got some writing credits and a little bit because Springsteen wrote most of the material himself.
Yes.
But he got some. And then he was hired, but, you know, he wasn't an actor. I guess he's getting I'm getting to the point where I want to ask you, how much money has he made?
I knew you were going to ask. Okay. All right. Hold it. Go on.
How much money has he made by other people paying him?
Oh, well, I don't know if they'll have.
As opposed to being his own thing. I'll roll more tape.
I don't even know how many other bands have ever experienced this kind of enthusiasm.
So Little Steven is an American musician, songwriter, record producer, arranger, actor, and radio disc jockey, because he has his own show on satellite radio, I believe. He has a net worth of, you want to guess?
I'm going to say 20 million.
80 million.
Oh, my gosh. Holy cow.
He's fine.
He's done well, yeah. Man.
And
I guess after the first two seasons, he was in second or third season of Sopranos here.
Yeah.
After that, they probably started making tons of money once they started really.
Sure did.
Seeing the ratings.
No, close feeling with an audience that we have.
I could tell, man, I've never experienced it with a band, just getting that feeling from the stage.
Yeah.
That Bruce just, you know, man, it's overwhelming sometimes, really.
It really is. And you forget, you know, you forget through the years just what that feels like. And so now, you know, I mean, we're still as intense as ever on stage, obviously, and we maintain that same attitude that we always had, which was we go on stage every night planning on doing the best show anyone's ever seen. You know, I mean, that's what we walk on stage with. So that hasn't changed, you know. But at the same time, a little time and distance has made me personally just appreciate the whole thing even more and even appreciate some of the songs more, you know. It's funny. But you know, a lot of the songs, I think, were written, you know, chronologically ahead of his age.
Yeah.
You know, at the time. You know what I mean? So I mean, you're now getting different things out of the songs. You know, they really hold up well, and they're even more in some ways more meaningful. Some of them. You know?
Well, he was ahead of his time in a lot of ways. Is what he's saying.
Yes.
Right there. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I like this guy.
Yeah. He's good.
Yeah.
When did you leave the band back? What was that? 84, 85?
I actually left in 82. I had co-produced most of the Born in the USA album, and then left right after. It really was just, you know, I guess they kept working another 2 years after that.
Yeah, because I know you're on the credits for that.
Oh yeah, and I think I did everything but three songs on there.
Oh,
and you know, I left at the time to learn about who I was, you know, and learn about what's going on in the world. I really had spent my whole life just playing rock and roll, and I didn't feel like I really knew anything, you know.
Yeah.
I didn't really understand who I was, and other than that, of course, that's a big part of my life then and still is. But you know, I just wanted to try and see what was going on, and I really needed to leave and go on that adventure, you know.
Right.
And that's the point where I decided to make, you know, political albums. And I outlined 5 political albums that were all conceptual, all thematic. And this one is actually the 5th of the 5, Born Again Savage, that I outlined in 82.
Great title, by the way.
Yeah, thank you.
That's a cool title.
It's kind of strange here. His voice coming through the phone ends up sounding more clearer on this tape than yours coming through a professional microphone. Isn't that weird? Yours is muddy.
Oh, on that thing?
Yeah.
On that?
Just on the tape, the way it lives on the tape.
I don't know.
Because it's funny, because video, for instance, that's been digital video.
Yeah.
We see down at Busch Stadium some of the digital video taken in the 2000s, the 90s.
Right.
Looks worse than some of the video that was shot back in the 70s.
Huh.
On, you know, regular
tape. Yeah, I know what you're saying.
Sometimes it doesn't.
Yeah,
it's just weird how things turn out here with technologies mixing and matching as time goes on.
So, you know, I mean, the records really were important to me as I learned what I was learning, I would just pass it along through the records and say, well, you know, this is what I learned today. Maybe you're interested in this, maybe not, but here it is, you know.
Right.
And they were great because they actually.
Yeah, he's in New York. There's sirens in the background.
They're a nice outline of who I am and an outline of basically how the world works. And it's nice to get that out of your head, you know, it's into a vehicle where you can just look at it, you know.
Sure.
And you know, it's like it serves as a mirror for you. So
I'm sure Bruce understood why you left, but he had to be bummed out, wasn't he?
Well, you know, it was an emotional time, you know. But I think in the end he did understand. I mean, there was never any animosity. You know, there was never any problem, which is why we came together so effortlessly this year. You know? Last year, I guess now. You know, it was a little tough because we are very close and. And, you know, we did miss each other being on stage. You know, that's so much fun and and so important at the same time. But at the same time, I think, you know, I learned everything I know, basically, since I left. And he went off and got into different things, too. You know, and now it was just time to get back, so.
Right. What's your favorite song to do these days live?
You know, I've been enjoying playing some of these songs from the tracks record. You know, that box set. That,
yeah.
You know, because some of them we had never played, and you know, they're really like new songs, and they're also some of my favorite songs that never got released on that second disc of the box set. I think that's some of the best stuff we ever did.
Yeah, that was a good song.
Loose Ends and Take 'Em As They Come and Restless Nights and those songs. So they're a lot of fun. I also enjoyed the new arrangement of Youngstown that we were doing because it really.
He's not afraid to talk.
Captured.
No.
Everything he's done, in the last 20 years.
I guess Nils Lofgren replaced him, or maybe they were in together.
Nils replaced him.
Yeah.
And then they were both back in the band.
Yeah, and then they were, you know, so when he came back, Bruce didn't say, Nils, now you're out.
No, yeah. He wouldn't do that.
You know, in one song, you know, it was one of the more, you know, folk-oriented songs that we are now doing with the band, so it's a new arrangement of it, and I thought that was really an important song in the set.
Backstreets are off of Born to Run is one of the great songs.
Oh, yeah. Man. Yeah, I mean, he's got so many.
That song, to me, I got to tell you, I saw the Tunnel of Love tour, I guess, and we got there early enough, and I could hear the sound check going on, and we were standing right by the closed doors, and I could hear that song. Man, every time I ever hear it now, that's what I think. Just hearing that song being worked on. You know, it's just a weird feeling, man. I think that's the kind of connection that Bruce's audience and makes, man.
Nice memory, sir.
Thank you. And I still think of that.
Hear a song at a certain time and boom, it's just, it sucks you in.
Yeah. Yeah. And there's so many, you know. I mean, it was really, I was very happy with the fact that we were able to put together a set with a theme, you know, and managed to and nail that down so early on in the tour, because, you know, you're picking from 190 songs or something, you know.
Right.
You only do 23 or so. And,
you know, this is probably the closest anybody at this radio station has ever got to actually interviewing Bruce Springsteen. I don't think he was ever interviewed here.
I was thinking that. He's one of my top that I would love to talk to.
Yeah.
And here all these years have passed, and I forgot I talked to Stephen Van Zandt.
Yeah, I mean, you talk about being close to the boss, yeah, being close to the music and everything.
This is probably as close as it'll get musically.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's his butt.
Yeah.
So, you know, that worked out nice.
We're talking to Little Steven, and Bruce will be here with the E Street Band April 8th at the Kiel Center. We're looking forward to that. At least we'll get to see you there, Steve.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's just a drag that you're not going to be able to have any time to tour this thing, because, like I said, this is definitely go to the bar, drink some beer, and listen to some rock and roll music.
Yeah. It's one of those real, you know, live type of records. And, what can I say? I mean, you know, something had to give this year, and I'm certainly not complaining, because it was a terrific year.
That's right.
I'm glad to get it out.
That's right. Yeah. I got to ask you one more thing. I know it's spelled differently, but how many times are you asked if you're related to the guys in Skinner?
Oh, yeah. I used to get that every week, at least every week, you know. I mean, it's not really funny, but my mother got flowers when Ronnie's plane went down.
Oh, no way.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Wow.
Whoa.
There's a nice piece of trivia, kind of.
Yeah. I mean, so it's like...
You're the brother from another mother.
Yeah, you know, most people don't realize you spell it differently, because actually most people don't even know my last name. You know, I mean,
right.
Always, you know.
It's Van Zandt, by the way, in case you don't know.
Yeah. but I was, you know, it's always little Steven, and but
that's,
you know,
funny,
yeah, they were really a great band, actually.
Yeah. Hey, little Steven, thanks for talking to us, man. Congratulations on Sopranos. You can see that on HBO, and a great solo record called Born Again Savage. It's in stores, in case she's been playing Salvation, stuff like that.
I want to thank you, because, you know, you supporting this new record really means a lot to me. And I think the people, everybody who's gone out and gotten it has really been, you know, giving me a lot of good feedback on it. And that's, you know, that's due to people like you playing the record. So I really want to thank you for that.
Well, thanks, Steve. And good luck on the tour.
It's due to people like you.
Oh, yeah.
And, man, we'll catch you one of these days solo. Some yeah. Bar. You'll be out sometime.
I'll do it.
All right.
Okay.
Hey, Steve, you mind doing one ID for me?
Okay.
Nah. Oh, have an ID.
Say, this is Little Steven. You're listening to KC95 Real Rock Radio.
KC95.
It's got to write it down.
Real Rock.
Because if they don't, it takes forever.
It takes forever.
To get them to get it right, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, come on.
Hi, this is Little Steven. You are listening to KC95 Real Rock Radio.
We played that for years.
We did.
Yeah.
We did.
That's cool. And do one for me. My last name is Favaza, but I go by Favaz on the air. F like in Frank. Favaz.
Favaz.
Yeah. You just say
no first name. Just
no, Favaz. No. I just use that part.
Just
yeah.
Steven makes fun
of
the John.
Yeah, Favaz on KC95 Real Rock.
I love it.
Oh, he liked the name.
Yeah,
see?
He liked it. Yeah.
The name always gets a good response, or some kind of response. Put it that way.
This is Little Steven. You are listening to Favaz on KC95 Real Rock Radio.
Oh, he did it great.
It's kind of a name that could be in The Sopranos.
Yeah, I like that. Hey.
All right.
Hey.
Steve, thanks a lot, man. It was a thrill talking to you,
thank
man.
Thank you. Really, really. I appreciate the support. And tell everybody at the station, will you?
Absolutely, man.
Thank you.
All right, Steve.
All right.
Bye.
Wow, great interview.
Thank
Favaz.
You, man.
Great. That was awesome.
You find something and you go, what are we going to do today? Hey, we got Little Steven, and then it turns out to be, he was really good. You
yeah,
know?
He so. Was. Yeah, I really like him. Now, like to interview him again after 20 years have gone by on top of this. It's amazing to think that much time has gone by.
Yeah, it's crazy.
So anyway, great interview. We're running long here. So anything else you wanted to say? I don't mean to cut you short.
No, other than I still love Bruce, and they're still the greatest band I've ever seen live. You know?
Yeah. Oh, so. I know. I've been to some of those shows. Fantastic.
You know.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know.
I'm a big Springsteen fan. He's not that popular in St. Louis. He'll sell out
right.
a big,
he'll,
big
yes.
venue, but as far as radio airplay, our listeners really, they don't respond to him
they
very
don't.
Well.
They
yeah.
don't. Whatever.
All right. I'm John Ulud. You can follow me on Twitter at STLUMAN. On Instagram, I'm Johnny Ulud.
And I'm on both, but you're going to have to search me.
Yeah, search out. Search out Favaz.
Amos.
Hey, it's a cool name, Favaz. Bye.
The KC Tapes with you, man, and Favaz. For more on the history of KC, go to KC95.com or the KC mobile app.